boy, the country better turn to Christ. Amen. Jesus is the hope for America. I know the Democrats and the Republicans are both trying to say, I've got the answer. But I'm going to tell you, the answer is not in the White House or the courthouse. It's in the church house. Amen. And the answer is Jesus Christ. Amen. And I hope that in the midst of all this, that people will turn to Christ and seek his face. Amen? Yeah. We were talking to Josh and some of the men yesterday. I'd love to see a sweeping revival, Holy Spirit revival, go through America right before Jesus comes back. What will save America? The Lord. And that's who's got the answer. It's not no man. It's the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Would you stand with me? I'm going to read two verses. Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 and 32. It's great to see you. Great to see each one of you. God bless you. Johnny? Okay. I had an echo there for a minute. I think we're all right now. I want to preach to you on the message I thought today. Mustard seed faith. Mustard seed faith. I listened to a message this week, real powerful. Dr. Robbie Morrison, as a matter of fact, this is what, I got so excited about the message, I wrote one on the line of what he preached. And matter of fact, I got Rod trying to book him. I'd like to get him to come here in April and preach a revival. What a powerful preacher, Dr. Robbie Morrison. But I want to share with you today about faith. All over and over he kept asking the people, what kind of faith do you have? What kind of faith do you have? Today I want us to think about, what kind of faith does a preacher have? What kind of faith do you have? Amen? Notice Matthew 13, verse 31 and 32. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took, sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it grows, it's the greatest among the herbs and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air cometh and lodge in the branches thereof. Boy, can you imagine that? You got the tiniest of the seeds of all the seeds, and yet once you sow it and plant it and God waters it and gives the sun on it, it grows huge, so large it's greater than the other seeds, and the birds lodge in it. Quite a bit. There's a little song that kind of goes with this verse. Little is much when God is in it. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great portion of Scripture. And Lord, I pray today that my faith will be increased. I pray our people here would have their faith increased. Lord, increase our faith. We have some coming days where Christians are going to need to walk in faith and live in faith and seek God with faith. And so, Lord, I pray that help me to be a speaker that would be, Lord, use of you today to encourage faith to all that hear us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Today I want us to look at the scripture here and see what kind of faith we have. I just want us to look at this and examine it. There'll be another scripture I'll give you in a few minutes. I want us to examine what kind of faith we have. Let's notice that verse 31 again. Let's see what the Lord says. He said the kingdom of God is like, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, and which a man took and he sowed in his field. And it's a, by the way, he said this little seed that he sowed, it's the least of all. Least of all seeds, yet it plummeted to huge heights. And great things and many other things were benefit from it. Are you with me? Can you say amen if you are? Amen. Now notice, the kingdom of heaven is, in other words, the work of God is like a grain of mustard. We're trying to build the work of God here. We're not going to build unless we do it by God's way. And the kingdom of heaven is like the work of God with a grain of mustard a man plants in a field. And that mustard seed, he said, it's a small, it's just the smallest little seed. It's the least of all. Yet great things come from those little things when I got my hands on it. Now, I want you to remember this, what we read here, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it grows, it's the greatest among the herbs. I want you to remember that thought. I want you to turn with me real quickly to Matthew 17:20. And let's see what the Lord says here. Remember, they brought a man to be cast out demons to the disciples, and they couldn't do it. And they said, Jesus, why couldn't we do it? Look at Matthew 17:20. Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, I'm in Matthew 17:20. Y'all with me? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of the mustard seed, you shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, I got that underlined, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Bobby, nothing shall be impossible if we got the faith of the size of a mustard seed. Nothing, Brother Brian, nothing shall be impossible to you. Nothing. Are you still with me? That's what the Lord said. Nothing shall be impossible if you have faith as a seed of a mustard seed. Now, number one, first of all, let's think about the size of that faith. The faith of a mustard seed. It's the littlest of all, right? What is the amount of size of faith we need to accomplish things in our life? You're right. What? Say with me. We're talking about the size of faith now. How Jesus said, if you had the faith of the size of a mustard seed, and he said that mustard seed is the smallest of all. He said, if you have that, stay with me. I want you to think with me. Boy, that message was powerful. That preacher got me to think. I'm hoping I get you to think today. He said, that tiny little mustard seed, if you just have that much faith, nothing shall be impossible. Matter of fact, you get that little tiny seed of faith, you can accomplish great things for God. Are you with me? Now watch. The size of faith, what is the amount of the size of faith we need to accomplish things in our life? Very little. Right? If it only takes the little seed of a mustard seed, it only takes the least, the smallest, the simplest of faith. If that's all it takes for us to accomplish things, and God's word's true, what does that say about our faith? If he says, if that's all you need to go forward, you need just the littlest, the tiniest of all the seed, just that much. That's how much you need. That's how much faith you need to go forward to accomplish things in your life. What does that say about our faith? Amen. How large is, what kind of faith do we have? It's quiet. What size faith do we have? I in my life, I have to say, not very much then. Hello? Let's be honest with ourselves. Listen, the average Christian doesn't even have enough faith in God to get their bills paid. The average Christian doesn't even have enough faith to see their loved ones saved. Hello? I heard a story, and I loved it when he told that story. I heard a story about a preacher. God called him to a city, and he got to the city, Brian, and he's looking around for a vacant church building, and he found one. He found an abandoned church building, and he called the real estate agent. True story, not making it up. And he said, "Hello, I'm Pastor. I'm so and so. I'm interested in that church building you got there." He said, "Yeah, I'll meet you there." And so he met with the real estate lady, and she said, "Make us an offer." He said, "I'm not offering you nothing. You're going to give it to me." And he got down, he started praying, "Dear God, move these people's heart to give me this bill. I want to use it for your glory." The real estate, she walked out. He's still praying. 7 days later, she called him. "Preacher, you're not going to believe this. Come to my office. They gave you the building, the church. All you got to do is sign the papers." He said, great, I'll be right there. And he said, by the way, I'm looking for a house. She hung up. And see, that man just had faith as a mustard seed. I remember years ago in Toledo, Ohio, when I pastored in Toledo. I know things like that happens because I've seen it happen in my life. I remember there was a duplex just a couple doors away from our building on Galena Street, Lighthouse Baptist, and we had some ladies that needed a place to live, some families and kids and stuff, and plus we ran around 40 teenagers every Sunday. Pastor Teach was my youth director, and he was dynamic with the kids, and I led a man to Christ, and a man gave me all these things the kids play with, and I had a place to put them, and I said, a man was selling this duplex, and it was right next to the church. And I said, I'd like to have that. And he said, I bet you would. I said, no, sir, I'd like to have this for God. And he said, well, we'll see about that. And I said, have a good day, and walked away. 1 year later, a lawyer called me at the church. He said, Pastor Skyver? I said, yeah. Listen to me. He said, so-and-so from Dayton, Ohio, I didn't know that man owned it, lived in Dayton, but he did. He said, you talked to him about a year ago. You wanted this house, his house for God, and he never sold it. Now he's going to give it to you. I said, thank you. We'll take it. Amen? I said, just a seed of a mustard seed, Andy. God can do great. God, I remember when we were trying to get that building in Toledo. Boy, Bobby, we just fought back and forth to the city. And we could not come to an agreement with the city over that building. It was the best building on Galena Street. It was vacant. The city owned it. And I just could not get anywhere with the city. And so finally, after about 6 months, God said, you call that man up. You call that man up, and you tell him you want to talk to him. So I called Mr. Bernard Culp up. He was a director down there at the board of directors down there at the time for the city of Toledo. And I said, this is Pastor Skyver. I want to talk to you about that building at Superior and Galena Street that you have there. He said, all right, come on down. So I met him. I said, Mr. Culp, I have a proposal to make to you. He said, what's the proposal? I said, I'm proposing you give me that building for free. He said, what? I said, I'm proposing that you give me that building for free for the church for God. He said, Reverend. By the way, I like preacher way better. I'm not Reverend. But, you know, he said, Reverend, that comes from a higher power than me. And I said, I know. The higher power told me to tell you to give it to me. He said, I didn't mean that high. He said, I just meant the mayor. I said, let me in the dead. At that time, I think it was Doug DeGood was the mayor. Good fella. I walked in. I said, Mayor DeGood, I'm the preacher from North Toledo, Galena Street. I want that building. He said, you got it. Walked out and went, yes! But God put in my heart to ask for it. Now, God can do things. God can do things. Now, we end up having to pay a little bit of money for it because there was a guy who tried to squeeze in on it. But we still got the building. Of course, by the time I left, we only paid $20,000 for the building, so we got it for free. And we had to put all kinds of stuff in it. And so I charged the city for it because they should have done it before I got it. So we never paid nothing for it. Amen? It was so great. We were supposed to make payments, and I didn't. I said, no, I'm not making no more payments. I'll pay for these. I'll pay for all the fire and stuff and this sprinkler system. I said, you should have had it a long time ago. It's been a public building for years. They said, okay, preacher, we're not going to mess with you. Now, Sheriff Cayley, I'm not always that bad. Not always. But anyways, what I'm saying is, and I could tell you a story. Well, I believe that preacher when he said that because I've seen like things like that happen in my life. It's all matter. Boy, we just got to get that kind of faith back. We, you know, that's one thing good about young preachers. Sometimes they do a lot of things, but one thing, young preachers got faith. Sometimes they border foolishness, but when you get older, sometimes you got to watch out because you become so set back and you get a little wisdom and you say, well, maybe I better hold back, you know. Hello? We need to always have faith in God no matter how young or old we are. Amen. Faith is for all ages, amen, at all times. Can anyone say amen? Amen? Now listen, I want to talk to you about faith this morning and what it can do for you. And it doesn't take a truckload of faith to make things happen in our lives. What did Jesus say? The faith we need to make things accomplished in life is as little as a mustard seed. He said the littlest, the tiniest, the simplest, the smallest seed of faith is all we need. That tells you how much faith we really have. Let's look at the key to the mustard seed faith. Look at Matthew 13:31. Matthew 13:31. It is in some, verse 31. Well, we'll look at 31 and then we'll read 32 in a little bit. The kingdom of heaven is like the grain of mustard seed which a man took. And what did he take with that seed? He sowed it in the field, right? If you got seeds of faith and you don't sow them, what good would they do you? If a farmer has seed to plant and he never takes the seed out of the bag, he never puts it in the ground to cultivate and go forward, what good does it do? So a lot of times we say we have faith, but we never sow that seed. We never sow that faith. And the seed must be sown. The farmer has to sow that seed. Watch. Here it is. Here it is. He's got to. He's got to let go of it. The farmer has to let go of that seed. He has to sow it. And he has to, Brother Dave, I've noticed your faith has really grown in the last year or so. And you're getting the principle of this. See, once you got faith, you got to sow that seed and you got to get it out of your hands. And that farmer that sows that seed, he's got to trust a higher power, someone greater than him, to make that seed grow. Watch. Jack, you and I can't make seeds grow. We have to trust God to bring the rain. We have to trust God to bring the sunshine and the right amounts. Are you with me? Stay with me. The farmer, he has to take it out of his hands and put it in God's hands. He has to trust someone that's far greater than him. And when he takes it out of his hands and puts it in God's hands, then things can happen. But they won't happen until he does that. Now watch. Let me show you what we do. We say we sow faith. All right? Let's talk for a minute. We ask God during faith promise. Oh, God, how much do you want me to give the faith promise? Oh, Lord, I'm willing to give it. Lord, how much do you want me to give the faith promise? Hello? Lord, we know there's missionaries out there who need support. Lord, how much? And all the time we're praying, we're thinking, if I quit eating pizzas and candy, how much money would that come? Maybe I can give that money. Or, Lord, maybe I could, while we're praying, Lord, show me what you, then we say, well, maybe I could take a second mortgage on my house and give that money. Hello? What I'm saying is, that's not faith. That's not faith. See, when we do that, we're still holding on to the seed. We're not letting God take care of it. Because all you're doing is saying, well, God, let me examine and see what I can do within myself. How many are getting what I'm trying to tell you? See, we say we have faith, but we hold on to the seed. We don't let loose of it, and because we don't let loose of it, God never accomplished it, because until we let loose, nothing can happen. You know that when we are figuring out how we're going to do it, as long as we keep figuring out how we're going to do it, we're keeping our hands on the seed. Are you with me? Until we can sow the seed and leave it and take it out of our hands completely and depend wholly on God 100%, then we won't see it. Until we can do that, nothing will ever happen. Sowing, watch this. Sowing is the action of our faith. But as long as you got it in your hand, it will never grow. We can't make things grow. Are you still with me? I thought Brother Carl didn't know I was preaching this yesterday. We went out for 2 hours on visits. We had made 3 or 4 visits. Had a great time with Brother Carl yesterday. He didn't know I was preaching on this message on faith. And he mentioned about Abraham and Sarah. Abraham was 100 years old. Sarah was 90 past bearing children. And boy, Carl, it works out perfectly. And I hope no one thinks evil. But that's a great principle of sowing seed. Abraham, and they sowed the seed, but they had to trust God to make the baby. How many are with me? See, earlier in their life, they tried to help God out. Remember 25 years earlier? Sarah said to go get Hagar, the Egyptian, and my handmaid, and we'll make a baby through them, her. And they had Ishmael, and God wasn't in that. See, Sarah, trying to help God out. Hello? God don't need our help. Say this with me. God doesn't need my help. He can do it all. And he will if I'll just let loose. You see, our trouble, boy, that preacher was right on, Rod. The reason we don't get things in our Christian life is because we don't let loose. We don't really trust. All it takes is that minute little seed of the mustard seed faith, a minute little mustard seed, and we would. Can you imagine what we got? We don't even have that, Eddie. Hello? Stay with me. Am I boring you? You know, another guy I thought about, Jacob. He was always surplanting. He was always, you know, Bobby, your preacher's a little bit like Jacob. I'll lay in bed at night thinking, how can I make this work? Hello? And by the way, some of you are just like me. We'll say, we'll pray, oh God, do this. And then we go to bed at night. Now, how can I figure this out? What can I do to do that? Or what can I do and make that? How many have ever done that? Now, if we'll be honest, and it never works out. And all of a sudden, we finally let loose and God does something. We say, oh, my lands, I never would have thought about it that way, because his ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. Amen? Now, God says, sow the seed of faith and take your hands off it. The Old Testament prophet Haggai said in Haggai 2:19, is the seed yet in the barn? Hey, Bethel Baptist Church, maybe we're not accomplishing a lot of stuff yet because maybe, Brother Mike, the seed's still in the barn. Maybe we haven't taken our hands off of it and just trusted God with it. Boy, it's quiet in here. Hello? Listen, we can't grow our faith. Only God can grow our faith. Number 3, and this is my last point. But by the way, it takes me a lot to point this last one out. So don't get excited. We grow our faith when we rest in the Lord. We grow our faith when we rest in the Lord. That farmer, he sowed the seed, put it out in the field. He went home and went to bed. Did that farmer stay up all night worrying about the seed was going to grow? No. He rested. God, I did my work. I cast it out. Now it's out of my hands. Now it's all in your hands, God. I'm going to go to sleep. He had no trouble sleeping. The only time you can't sleep is when you get a suit like Josh and ain't got a wife. You got to get a hem. And I got to go to Walmart in the middle of the night and get some sewing. And then he hemmed himself to the couch, he said. He was all hemmed up. And he said, boy, I'd do anything to touch have a wife to touch the hem of my garment. But anyways, what happens though, we go to bed, but we don't rest in it. Now, God, I'm worried about this. Lord, I'm telling you, we got a problem. Hello? Lord, we got to figure this thing out. But God says, no, you don't have to figure it out. You just got to get your stinking fingers off it and let me do it, and I'll do it. Hello? That's a Greek word for let loose. Kidding. Listen. You can tell our faith is shattered. We don't have a faith. Oh, God, what are we going to do? Gas is $3 a gallon. It's going to $4. Hello? No matter how high gas is, if we put our faith in God, he'll take care of it. By the way, you ought to see gas in England. Art Ball wrote me, I think it's over $5 a gallon in England. Go to Israel, it's over $7 a gallon. We've got it made in America, don't we? But what I'm saying is, look up here. I hope you're getting the point. Listen, when I point my finger at Terry, I got four coming back at me, Terry. We don't walk in faith. And we better learn, because I'm telling you, we got some trying days ahead of us, Bethel. We better learn to walk in faith, because we're going to be challenged. And if we can't make it in the good days, how are we going to make it in the lean days? We want to accomplish something for God. We better start planting the seed and letting the seed go in the ground. Let God bring it up. Amen? Psalms 37:7 says this. 37:7 of Psalms. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently. Wait patiently for him. See, and fret not thyself. I'm not making this up. It's in the book. Boy, he's got our number, don't he? Lest we plant the seed, and then Brian, we plant the seed, and Bruce, we plant the seed, and we go to bed, we get in the morning and say, hey, I'm driving out there in Vroom Road, I'm going to see if the crop come up yet. God says, oh, man, you got a lot to learn. The farmer knows when he plants that crop, when he puts the seed in, the next day he's not going to have the big stalks of corn. Hello? It's going to take time. And then what comes up first? Just a little leaf. He said, you got to let that grow. You got to let me grow it. Hello? And it says, fret not. We preachers, the worst guy in it. Man, oh God, this is not going to work. Oh, fellas, we got to figure this. Man, we have just got to figure this out. Now, Sheriff Kaylee's here today. Sheriff Kaylee, one thing my deacons and my men here told me, I cannot do anything when it comes to building. I cannot deal with any of the zoning and nobody, because preacher cannot deal with it. And so they've taken me completely out of the picture. Say, preacher, no, no, no. Because I can't deal with those zoning committees and all that junk
Why can't we just go out and build? What do I need all these permits and stuff? You got to have them, though. There's a process. Are you with me? All right, there's a process in that, and God says, there's a process for God's, too. Are you with me? You got to go through stages. It just doesn't happen overnight. Am I making sense to anybody today? So, by the way, we're always trying to figure out and make a way. We're always trying to figure out how to make an extra dollar to make it reach, to make that goal reach. Are you with me? Selling candy bars and selling shoes. How many are with me? Not against that. Not against it. But we're always trying to figure out how to make an extra buck, work an extra buck, just to somehow to make that thing that we ask God for to happen. And by the way, he wants us to work. There's nothing that's good to work. Man, don't work, you ought not eat. But what I'm saying, when it comes to God, God doesn't want us to be dependent on us. He wants us to be dependent on him. And what happens, we try within ourselves. We say we have faith, but we're really dependent on ourselves, not God, and that's why it doesn't happen. We sow the seed, and we go out the next day and wonder why. Where's the crop? We worry, we fret, we wring our hands, we pop nerve pills. Most America's popping nerve pills. I can't take it. I'm too nerved up. Hello? And I'm not being. If you're taking nerve pills, I'm not trying to be offensive. God knows my heart. Because a lot of people do take nerve pills. But if we could learn to rest in the Lord, we wouldn't need as many nerve pills. Are you still with me? Oh, God, how are we going to do it? No, we're not going to do it because he kept telling us, you got to sow it and let me do it. God's trying to teach us. I'll do it for you if you trust and take your hands off of it. It's not our job to figure out how it's going to be done. You got it right, Dave. It's not our job how it's going to be done. We just need to trust the Almighty to do it. Letting God figure out how it will be done, all we got to do is let loose of it. Get this. I'm all done. Faith is taking what you have and giving that to God and trusting him to provide. Faith, and I'm going to give you a Bible example, and I'm going to stop. Faith is taking what you have and giving that to God and trusting him to provide. In 1 Kings 17, what a tremendous illustration. Remember, there was a famine in the land. Elijah goes to this widow lady. Remember that in 1 Kings 17? He goes to this widow lady, and he says, hey, I want you to make me a cake. I'm hungry. She said, man of God, I've only got a little bit of cake and a little bit of oil, and I was just going to make that today, and that's all we got, and I was just going to make it for me and my son, eat it, and we're going to die. He said, you just do what God says for me to tell, what God told me to tell you to do. You just go make that cake and let God provide. So she took what she had. Not what she was going to have. Not what she could figure out. She acted on faith. She just took what she had and gave it to God. And you studied there. The barrel never went empty. Matter of fact, I'm going to read it to you, and I'm closing. It's in 1 Kings 17, verse 10 through 13. And so he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to a gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was gathering sticks, and he called her, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, and I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread, and just don't bring me a cup of water. Bring me something to eat with that water. Bring me some bread.
She said, Lord, as God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal and a barrel and a little oil and a curse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. She was completely impoverished. That was all she had left. Elijah said to her, fear not. Boy, Jesus always said, fear not. Jesus always said over and over, says, fear not, fear not. Be of good courage. Joshua said that too, didn't he? Go and do as thou hast said. Make me thereof a little cake first. Bring it unto me after make for thee and thy son. Elijah, didn't you hear me? I said I only had enough for me and my son. If I make it for you, I won't have anything left. Elijah said, no. Just give God what you got, and God will provide. And she did. For thus saith the Lord, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of the oil fail, on the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And they ate on just that one, because she gave in faith. She gave in faith what she had. Are you still with me? Now let me say this to you. She gave in faith what she had. Some of you don't even have enough faith to trust God and give him your tithe. That's the truth. How do you expect God to do anything for you when you don't even trust him to give your tithe? By the way, this is the most givingest church I've ever seen. This church is tremendous. This church is given beyond measure, the size of this church. But I'm trying to help you today. Some of you don't have faith enough to give your tithe. How are you going to see God do great things for you? Because, see, we have to act on in faith with a mustard, just a seed of a mustard seed, on what we have. Well, if I give that preacher, I won't have anything left. Did she have anything left after she should not have anything left after she gave it, right? But she gave it by faith, and what happened? The barrel didn't run out, did it? Now, one thing I can say, Eddie, I've been tithing probably for 35 years. I never had trouble from since I got saved, and I never of course I'm a giver. I love giving. I've never had trouble tithing. I really haven't. And I've seen God do a lot of great things. And if you can see me, the barrel hasn't went empty. It's not just tithe. It's everything in our life. So what I want you, everything in our lives, whatever you're facing right now, face it with faith. Take the seed of faith and bury it, and let God bring it up. Say, God, I'm just leave it with God. Whatever that thing you need to accomplish in your life. And the thought is, when we leave, wouldn't it be great just to have mustard seed faith? Jesus said, "You want to accomplish some stuff in your life? All you have to have is a little faith. It just takes a little faith in me and taking your hands off." See, she didn't run back to, she didn't run down to Giant Eagle and buy some more stuff to put in. She gave and got, waited for God to do it. George Mueller. Remember George Mueller in England? He had the orphanage. You read biographies of George Mueller. He would sit down. There'd be no food. Brother Sales, there'd be no food on the table. And he'd have all these orphans with him. And he'd say, bow your heads. We're going to thank God for the food. There was nothing there. And they'd say, Lord, we want to thank you for your bounty. And God, I know you're going to provide. As soon as you get done praying, there was the milkman. Hey, we got some extra milk. Could you guys use it? Sure, just put it on the table. There was the bread man that early in the morning said, God said, go bring bread to
Mueller, George Mueller and his kids. Hey, God woke me up early this morning so to make extra bread for you and your kids. Thank you. Put it on the table. We're just waiting for it. We just thank God for it. Faith, I've seen God do so many great things. We just got to get that kind of faith. Amen. See, we got to sow it and then leave our hands off of it. Abraham and Sarah learned to sow the seed and to leave their hands off of it. The widow in 1 Kings 17, she learned by faith to give what she had and leave her hands off of it. Are you with me? I wonder what kind of faith do we have? What kind of faith do we have today? What do you need today? What do you need in your life today? God says you can. What last scripture? I know I kept saying it, don't I? I hate to quit. I just love this. What did he say there in Matthew 17:20? With faith, all things, and nothing. If you have this faith of a mustard seed, Miss Myrtle, nothing shall be impossible. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for the time we had in the Word of God. Oh, Lord, I pray that you help us to increase our faith. Lord, give us faith as a mustard seed so we can accomplish a lot. Lord, I know that unbelief and lack of faith stands before us and stops us from accomplishing things. Lord, help us to get from the unbelief to the believing. I wonder with their heads bowed and their eyes closed this morning. You're here today, and there's something in your life that you've been really wanting, but you haven't been able to get it. Maybe you just need to have that seed of a mustard seed. Maybe you need to sow that seed and take your hands off of it and trust God to do something. How many say, preacher, I'll be honest with you. There are some things that I have before God that I'd sure like to see God do it. And preacher, I need to sow that and take my hands off it. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes, 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 yes. God, on both sides of the building. God bless you. See, unbelief, Christ was trying to show us. The reason you couldn't do it, disciples, your unbelief stopped you. If you could just have a little faith as a mustard seed, nothing can stop you. So sow the seed, have faith, just a little, the tiniest of all, the smallest, the simplest faith. I'll do it for you. Take your hands off it. Let me do it. Don't you try to do it. How many say, preacher, one thing I know it did for sure. I've asked Christ to save my soul, and I know if I die, I'd go to heaven. Could you raise that hand? I have faith in the Son of God. I trust Him. I can say, I'm saved. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Is there anyone here today to say, Pastor, I've never trusted Christ. I've never asked Christ to save me. And I'd sure like to know when I die, I'd go to heaven. Would you pray for me? Anyone like that, just raise your hand and put it back down. Won't come to you, won't embarrass you, but I will pray for you. Preacher, include me in that prayer. I've never put my faith in the Son of God, and I need to do that. Pray for me. Anyone like that today? Father, we believe we preach exactly what you put in our heart to preach, and I pray you'll bless it. Help us to walk out here with more faith, even if it be as small as a mustard seed. Lord, give us mustard seed faith. Lord, a lot of these folks are being challenged in their life over a lot of different things. And, oh, God, I need mustard seed faith.
Help us to have that. Help us to sow that faith, the seed of faith, and take our hands off of it and let you grow it. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. What page are you on, Dave? Maybe you'd like to come and pray. Maybe there's something you want to be praying about. Maybe there's something that God spoke to you about. Maybe you want to join the church. Maybe you want to get baptized. Maybe you want to get saved. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, if you want to come, you come right now.